SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Carl Meyer's research focuses on the ecology and management of sharks and reef fishes. His research addresses a variety of issues of management concern, including the impacts of shark ecotourism, shark predation on critically endangered species, the effectiveness of marine protected areas, and the impacts of human recreational activities on those protected areas.
Our research focuses on a variety of different shark species. These include coastal species like tiger sharks and Galapagos sharks and scalloped hammerhead sharks, and also what we refer to as bathyal or deep sea species like blunt-nosed six-gill sharks, prickly sharks, and Pacific sleeper sharks. And we're also interested in some of the more enigmatic pelagic species like oceanic white-tip sharks and cookie-cutter sharks. We use technology to reveal the hidden lives of sharks. For example, we attach sophisticated biologging devices to sharks that track their movements and swimming behavior and give us a shark's eye view of their lives via small video cameras. These devices help us to understand where sharks roam and how they use their natural habitats.
So what's a shark's impact on ocean ecosystems?
Sharks are very important for the health of ocean ecosystems. They're top predators that regulate the populations of other animals in the ocean and ensure that no one species becomes dominant and disrupts the marine ecosystem. Sharks are indicators of ocean health. If you have abundant sharks, then your ecosystem is healthy. If you see a decline in sharks, it indicates that there may be a problem with the marine environment. We're seeing conservation efforts bringing back natural prey populations for sharks. So, for example, in the northwest Atlantic off the US coast, the grey seal populations have increased, and so there are now more sightings of white sharks in coastal areas. And this is probably an example of sharks returning to areas that they would have used historically, but have been absent from for long periods of time because their preferred prey was also absent.
So there are lots of misconceptions about sharks.
Probably the single biggest misconception that people have about sharks is that they're all dangerous. And this is simply not the case. Most shark species represent little or no threat to humans simply because they consume very small prey. And even the species that we might consider to be dangerous, things like tiger sharks, white sharks, and bull sharks, they bite people very infrequently. So these are rare events. Conversely, millions of sharks are removed from the ocean every year. And so, you know, we have a real conservation challenge with sharks. So although we might consider them to be dangerous, in fact, we're a lot more dangerous to sharks than sharks are to us. And we need to address these misconceptions in order to have effective conservation measures and to allow us to coexist successfully with these really ecologically important predators. The mistaken identity hypothesis is a popular misconception that stems from viewing shark behavior through a human lens. Sharks are not mistaking humans for another type of prey. They are opportunistic predators that routinely explore objects with certain size and movement characteristics to see whether they are potential prey. So, for example, when we put small video cameras on tiger sharks, we see them routinely investigating inanimate objects like floating coconuts, leaves, plastic bags. Those are clearly not things that they're going to eat, but they go and they investigate them to see if they are potential prey. So when sharks bite humans, it's likely because people in the water have size and movement characteristics that make sharks view them as potential prey. So sharks are not mistaking humans for another type of prey. They are simply routinely exploring objects of the right size and movement characteristics as potential prey.
So what do we do to keep safe in the water?
So we all like to go in the ocean, and although the risk of being bitten by a shark is very low, there are some things that we can do to reduce the probability of being bitten and also to improve the outcome in the event that we encounter a shark that tries to bite us. And the single biggest thing that we can do is to always do our ocean recreation activities with other people. There's more safety in numbers, it reduces the probability of you being bitten, and if you are extremely unlucky and you get bitten, then there are other people around to help you. So a lot of the time when there's a shark bite incident, the severity of the outcome is determined by whether there's somebody close at hand to help the person that's injured.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.